Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Kaya Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Christina Maumakwe is Acting Director of Public Health in Gauteng. And thank you very much, Christina, for making time for us. Good evening and welcome to Point of View.
Good evening, presenter, and also good evening, listeners at home.
Thank you very much for making time for us. You've been showing some concerns. There have been very recently the number of children who've come to the fore presenting some really bad ailments in relation to what they've consumed, either at their school, whether it's a preschool or whether it is a school. Your concerns at the Department of Health on what is possibly happening in the province in relation to those consumptions?
Currently, at Gauteng province, the outbreak response team is on the ground. We are investigating all the cases that have been reported in all our health facilities. And while we are still on the ground, we are not just doing investigation alone, but we are also providing health education and awareness, especially in our preschools, where majority of these cases have been reported. We are providing health education and awareness, and the health inspectors from the local government have been visiting these preschools to ensure frequent inspections in the school, especially looking into chemical safety. As these kids, they've reported that they've consumed Retex, they're thinking that it was a candy. So we are also monitoring pest control measures. So we're encouraging all the preschools and the teachers and the parents to ensure that they handle chemicals accordingly, especially pest control chemicals. So it's not just preschools alone. We are also focusing on the quintile 1 to quintile 3 schools, which is mainly the non-paying fees for the feeding scheme. So we are also focusing on those areas. We are providing health education and awareness, especially also on the issue of food safety, ensuring that we follow the five keys for safe food, which is mainly hand washing, storing of food, preparation of food, and also transportation of food, ensuring that each and every place where they prepare the food, they are preparing it in a clean environment. But we are doing food inspections in those areas and are providing health education and awareness. It's just that we are also focusing our TISH activities, which is township, hostel, informal settlements, where we are providing health education on a weekly basis. We are going to our communities, educating everybody about the issue of pest control.
Let's talk about those people who you were mentioning, the fact that there are also issues of addressing those who are running feeding schemes at Quintile 1 schools. Why would they need to be assisted? Because these are, one would imagine, these are people who went through the processes of getting through the system and complying. I mean, otherwise they would not have been given the tender to feed school children. Why would you have to take the time to teach them on hygiene and how to handle food when this surely should be their business?
We have, even though it is their business, the Department of Education is working with us on hand-to-hand daily basis, because we want to make sure that people will reinforce the issue of hygiene, because we have seen that majority of these cases are happening in the feeding scheme areas. And these are mainly areas where the infrastructure is compromised. So they can put any chemical trying to bait any rodents that are within the area, mm-hmm. only to find that those chemicals can be a hazard to the food that they are preparing for the school-going kids.
So help me understand. The infrastructure, though, is the responsibility of sometimes public works, stroke the Department of Basic Education. They would not be the ones who are handling the food. They would be managing the facility. So just maybe help me draw the line. Who would be responsible for what?
Okay, the Department of Education and will be responsible for the infrastructure. But sometimes you find that they are using park homes as a kitchen for that particular school.
So sorry, I didn't hear that. They're using what homes?
A park home.
A park home.
Yes.
What's a park home?
It's a structure, not like a proper structure with bricks.
Okay.
But maybe they might be using prefab walls.
Okay.
Just to make a kitchen. But in the same time, with that park home, there might be some ants or there might be some cockroaches that are staying in that particular area because that is not really a proper structure.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why our focus is in those areas because we want to ensure that we prevent we want to ensure that we promote food safety in all aspects. So people might use maybe a pesticide just underneath and something might fall within that kitchen where they are preparing food. So that is why we want to link the two and make sure that we work together with Department of Education with a frequent inspection and make sure that they've got an accredited service provider, which makes sure that there is no pest control within those facilities.
There used to be departments that were also really, you know, handling the issue of pest control and I know at some point the Department of Environmental Affairs had gone into, for instance, Alexandra, where, as you're saying, rodents were just a major problem. It wasn't one person's problem. Are you engaging with some of those, departments as well to come in with solutions that are integrated to some of the problems that you're facing, especially, let's say, it's an informal settlement?
Yes, at the moment, we even started some cleanup campaigns in the informal settlements because we felt like even though we can control the rodents within that particular preschool, but the environment itself, if the rodents are controlled from outside, so they are going to really affect the school. So therefore, we are doing a lot of campaigns with different stakeholders, Department of Agriculture. Recently, we have just turned one of the dumping site to a vegetable garden. That is one of the things that we have done. So we are working with different stakeholders to ensure that we try to control any waste that might be a breeding site for rodents within the community.
Of course, one gets to worry when you have the number of children, and I don't know whether this number is accurate, but 41 children yesterday alone who had consumed this rat poison. I don't know, but for me, there is a little bit of negligence. I don't, unless if you see it another way.
The team is on the ground. We are busy with the investigation today because we strongly feel that there must be awarenesses. As we have already started with the awareness, the team is on the ground today. We're doing awareness in the preschool, and we have planned to do awarenesses within the preschool, within the areas, especially on chemical safety, because we strongly feel that we cannot just keep chemicals exposed. Any child, when they see a pink sweet, they will think that, even though it's a red tag, they will think that it's a candy. So that is how it worked. That's how it happened. But on the ground, the team is still busy investigating, and we are busy with awarenesses in our community to ensure that we control this.
So you know, you're saying that you are working with them on the ground. How are these children? How critical were their conditions?
The children are stable. None of them is critical at the moment. They are recovering well. Some of them are discharged, but others are still recovering. They are mainly in the hospital for monitoring. But at the moment, as for today, none of them was maybe in the high care or ICU.
And your preliminary investigations tell you what about that facility?
We are so busy with the awarenesses for now. When you look into the facility, it complies with the environmental health standards, mainly on hygiene of the premises. It's just that we still want to find out really what was the source of this pest control, because we also need to meet with the service provider that was providing pest control services within the area. So it's one of the investigations that you are busy with. So when you are done with the report, you'll be able to communicate details.
All right. Christina Momakwe is an acting director of public health at Gauteng. This is on the issue of food control matters. Unfortunately, you have about 41 children yesterday who presented in hospital for rat poisoning. The story is that these are children between the age of 3 and 5. And so they're saying it's still early days now. Unfortunately, yesterday, it seems like they consumed this rat poison under the disguise of it being sweets or something like that. So obviously, we'll we'll keep an eye on that story.
Kaya Talk.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.